Yelling, shaming, spanking, and issuing empty threats are common discipline methods that we as parents want to avoid. But often, we find ourselves resorting to these methods of discipline when kids push us to the limits of our patience. Most parents discipline their children when they are very angry. When children do things that make us mad, we want to relieve our hurt, and we often do that by lashing out at them, which often hurts them very badly. So this is not the best tool to teach them about self-control or help solve the problem. It also leaves us feeling very guilty. And when such lashing out happens very regularly, it can do some real damage to their psyches and progress in Krishna consciousness. At a young age, the parents are the world for the child. And when parents get angry repeatedly or in unhealthy ways, their world crashes and they feel insecure, unsafe, and unwanted. And our anger also has a way of undermining their ability to adapt to the world. In the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Damodar Leela, we see how Mother Yashoda uses her anger and her punishment in the right way, in a very loving way, for the benefit of the child. She also takes care of the feelings of her child, baby Krishna. So when Mother Yashoda returned from attending to the boiling, overflowing milk, and she saw the pot of yogurt was broken, she could understand that this was the work of Krishna, and she went out to search for him. When she entered the room, she saw Krishna was stealing butter which was hanging from the ceiling. And not only was he eating it, he was also distributing the butter to the monkeys. And as soon as Krishna saw that his mother had come, he immediately began to run away. And Mother Yashoda began to follow him with a stick in her hand. In the 10th canto, the 9th chapter, 11th verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, "When caught by Mother Yashoda, Krishna became more and more afraid and admitted to being an offender. As she looked upon him, she saw that he was crying, his tears mixing with the black ointment around his eyes. And as he rubbed his eyes with his hands, he smeared the ointment all over his face. Mother Yashoda, catching her beautiful son by the hand, mildly began to chastise him." Srila Prabhupada explains this in the Krishna book, this pastime in the Krishna book, and he says, Mother Yashoda could understand that Krishna was unnecessarily afraid, and for his benefit she wanted to allay his fears. Being the topmost well-wisher of her child, Mother Yashoda thought, if the child is too fearful of me, I don't know what will happen to him. Mother Yashoda then threw away her stick, and in order to punish him, she thought to bind his hands with some ropes. And also Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport to the Srimad Bhagavatam verse 10, 9, 12. He says, Mother Yashoda wanted to bind Krishna, not in order to chastise him, but because she thought that the child was so restless that he might leave the house in fear. That would be another disturbance. Therefore, because of full affection to stop Krishna from leaving the house, she wanted to bind him with the rope. Mother Yashoda wanted to impress upon Krishna that since he was merely afraid to see her stick, he should not perform such disturbing activities as breaking the container of yogurt and butter and distributing its contents to the monkeys. Mother Yashoda did not care to understand who Krishna was and how his power spreads everywhere. This is an example of pure love for Krishna. From Mother Yashoda, we learn the proper use of anger and punishment in parenting. She was not consumed by the anger, unlike us, where we try to resolve all our past frustration with disciplining our children by becoming uncontrollably angry. So we start disciplining from a place of frustration and also in a bid to create fear. However, Mother Yashoda used the anger. She did not get consumed by the anger. She used it as a tool, and when she knew the desired effect had been achieved, Krishna understood, she withdrew it also. At the same time, she didn't just leave her child like that. She also disciplined him in order to keep him safe and protected. So she in fact was careful that she did not want the child to become anxious and unnecessarily fearful of her. At the same time, she also wanted to impress upon him the importance of not doing what he did, and she also bound him with his ropes for his own good. So at Bhakti Woman, We sincerely wish you the very best in your parenting journey and the very best in your disciplining moments and angry moments during your parenting. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.